I'd like to invite you because we've got this beautiful consciousness that we're sharing together, to just go for a moment into that place within ourselves where we are completely loved, completely at peace. Okay, just breathe into that. Now, as you kind of imagine, imagination helps us enter into some of those doors that we need to open. So just imagine stepping in there. May find it helpful to close your eyes and focus that feeling in. That feeling that is just complete peace. That place within where you are completely loved. That none of that past stuff is there. Because that love is so great, there's just no room for it. That place where there's no errors, no problem. Just that divine, beautiful love that you are. That we named and prayed with as I am. That Andoni just sang of as that God of love. Just feel it. Nothing else. Complete, unconditional love. And now as you bring your attention back to the outer, just keep that feeling. Keep that beautiful heart space. It's very real. We can touch it. It's always there because it's who we really are. It's really who we came here to be. And it's who we always have been. Very. Now, what I love is we can get there on Sunday. The problem is Monday. Okay? Yeah. Somehow or other, that's not the way you enter into the office. There are just other things going on, other agendas, other people's consciousness that get in there. And some of us have that marvelous challenge called family that you get to go through to get there. And some of us have task lists so long that our iPhones complain. Okay, so it's a little hard to get there. So what I want to work on today is Monday. Okay, how do we get there on Monday? That complete unconditional love. Okay, fair enough. Worth working on. Now we've got an advantage here. And part of that advantage is this place is so prayed up because we had our World Day of Prayer just a couple days ago, and people were here praying through the afternoon, beautiful prayer service in the evening, connecting with millions of people around the world who were holding prayer throughout that day. Beautiful. Beautiful energy and experience. And then, because that was a support for us, we're going to give a support for those beings that show up on Friday to be with Sheila and start into that 3 days of self-forgiveness work. So the way we can help them is to get into self-forgiveness. Unless you don't need it. Now, we can get there, and it's a beautiful thing, because when we do that, it's so easy to be in that place of peace, isn't it? But have you noticed peace and guilt don't work together? So if you're going to make a choice, I'd rather have peace. Now, that guilt thing that we do, that thing where we go, well, I'm really not okay. I am. And then you've got kind of a list of different things. Dumb, stupid, not okay, looks wrong this way, that way. Still have that thing that you did a long time ago that you still feel guilty about, or things. Some of us are more creative than others. Okay? And so how do we do it? How do we get there? Well, in a part of the Lord's Prayer, Jesus, I won't say it's really a direction, it's more of a hint. There you go. So let me share this with you. And now, we touched a little bit on some of the Lord's Prayer the other day in terms of the awareness and consciousness that we begin to work with as we enter into the experience of prayer. So this is a little farther down where it begins, "Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our debts as we also have forgiven our debtors." And then it goes on, "For if you forgive men when they sin against you, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive men their sins, your Father will not forgive your sins." Now, there are folks that understand that in terms of this guy up there with the list. You ever thought about it that way? Somebody keeping track? Okay, now I don't know about you, but I don't like that. And I don't need that. I do such a good job of keeping my own list. I don't need his help. Okay? So let's let go of that one. And what if what was being talked about here was simply the understanding of a creative principle? Forgive us our debts. So in other words, when we see something wrong, what we're seeing, we are perceiving the universe as out of balance. Something in our life is out of balance. It's not right. There's an obligation there. There's something that's not complete in this moment. "If you forgive men when they sin against you, your heavenly Father will also forgive you." That's not somebody else. That divine presence that's Father is the spiritual power within us. And we have the power to say, "It's over." And when we say it's over and let go of it, it's let go of. But we also have the power to hang on to it. It's just the way we are. That's our power. That's not somebody off there. That is that divine presence within each of us. Now, there's another interpretation. You remember there was this language of, forgive us our trespasses and so forth. Well, there was a deep spiritual thinker that came up with this one. "And forgive us our trash baskets as we forgive those who put trash in our baskets." Now, that spiritual teacher was 6 years old, but I think it was a fairly profound understanding. Have you ever felt like you're kind of going along with your back? "You don't want to put something in mine? Oh, can I put a little in yours? Let me bring my trash over here. I've got something I can add to it." Okay, and we carry it around. So this forgiveness thing is a pretty big deal. It really, really helps. Now, what I think Jesus was looking at there was, okay, we can let go. We can hang on or we can let go. It's our power. It's our choice. We can do that. So a man was reading Charles Fillmore's book on prosperity. Now, some of you may not know, one of the gifts of Unity's co-founder was that in the midst of the Great Depression, he wrote a book in which he was explaining that prosperity is a spiritually driven experience. And when we give away that power, we go into loss. When we connect with that power, we experience fullness. And so he was teaching how to work with that. One of the things was this idea of owing, of debt. And so he explained that debt is an idea that we hold. And if we hold on to that concept of out of balance, owed, then what happens is it manifests in our world. If we let go of that idea, we can step into a more complete one in which we experience the abundance and the balance. So a lawyer that was working with that reported the experience of having two large accounts that had been owed him for a long time, and he hadn't been able to make any process. And for those of you that do business, you know that's a bit of a challenge when that happens. So since nothing else was working, he was looking at, okay, what is this? What if Fillmore's true? What if this is an idea in me? So he began to look at how to dissolve that idea. And the way that he did it was he took and focused on that person. And so what he would do is pray it for and bless that person. Send them blessing. So that the relationship he began to build with them was always to see them whole and complete. Now, he didn't do anything to change the outer. But every day, as a part of his time of prayer, he would go and bless them. And any time the thought of debt would come up, he'd realize, oh, I'm caught in that thought again. Here's the alternative. And so he'd go in and he'd be in that blessing. And he says it was really a relatively short time until suddenly one day checks showed up from both in the same day, completely paying it off. Now, why would that happen? Because it no longer existed in him. So there was nothing out of balance. It was complete and fulfilled. So what happens is we have that power to change the idea of debt, of wrong, of guilt, of all that by this spiritual power within us. But have you ever noticed it's a little challenging to do? I learned a wonderful thing about this process from a man, a friend, a man I just deeply respect. He came and was saying with me that he was really struggling with the experience of self-forgiveness. He carried a lot of guilt. And part of that was because he was an alcoholic. There was a time in his life when his alcoholism had caused great pain for his family, for his work, for the people around him. And even though he had done the 12 steps, he'd been working them very diligently and been sober for a long time, he still carried that pain, that sense of guilt for what he'd done. And it very much inhibited how he experienced life. And so we were looking. What I understood was that love will heal that. That divine presence of love will heal that and release. And so we looked at how could he let that love in? Well, what happened was the idea of going and letting God's love in, and basically the way he'd been raised, God wasn't loving. God was judging. So he couldn't feel that. He could think it, but he couldn't feel it. Okay, and so we looked at, was there, being with mom or family? No, because part of the challenge was his father had been a very judgmental, very critical person. And he just always fell short. And so everything, when he thinks about family, the whole thing was this thing of not good enough that came up for him. And so we looked at many different things, finally said, wasn't there someone in your life that just loved you? And he thought for a while. Then he said, my grandmother. He said, when I would go to my grandmother, from the time I was a little boy, I'd go to my grandmother, and she was just always glad to see me. It was never, ever about okay or should have or shouldn't have. She just loved me as I was all through my life. She was this wonderful experience of love, just completely unconditional love. And so he went inside and he could imagine going and experiencing his grandmother bringing her love, enfolding this part of him that he was so judgmental of. And as he did that, that guilt fell away. Now, guilt's kind of an important thing. I mean, we use it, you know, when we were growing up, okay, you learned not to grab the truck from the other kid. You know, you had to ask, you had to, you know, we learned, and it wasn't all right to do that, and there were things that were yes, and there were things that were no. And so we learned how to relate to each other, and when we did it wrong, we felt guilty, and that was part of our learning. And it was great when we were kids. Most of us have grown up a little. And there's an alternative. It's called love and wisdom instead of fear and guilt. And so letting go of that guilt. Part of that is entering into the experience of that love, as my friend was able to do through his grandmother. Now, what I have seen so often is that it's very often this part of the way we relate to God that we would call Mother God or the Divine Feminine. Because for many of us, it was those experiences with Mom and that unconditional love, you were okay, or Grandma was often it. And so that capacity to receive, that experience of having touched that, has often come into our world through the feminine. Now, not for all of us. There are some of us for whom that may have been Dad or Grandpa, or it may have been a friend or a spouse, many different ways that we have had that experience of unconditional love. The willingness to let it go. That Divine Mother, the Divine Feminine, that which lets us receive love. There's so many beautiful statements of it in the scriptures, and the importance of letting that love in, of forgiving ourselves. But I want to share with you one by a teacher I've often enjoyed, Hindu teacher. From India, lived many years in the U.S., Sri Chinmoy. If I cannot forgive myself for all the blunders that I have made over the years, then how can I proceed? How can I ever dream perfection's dreams? Move, I must forward. Fly, I must upward. Dive, I must inward, to be once more what I truly am and shall forever remain. That's what the love does, isn't it? Suddenly we're us. We're not good or bad or right or wrong. We are who we really are, and we can feel that and experience it. Now, not that hard here. The important thing is Monday. Okay, so you ready for practice a little for Monday? Okay, so I invite you just to imagine with me, okay, that divine mother, divine feminine, infinite love, whatever it is, or if that doesn't work in a God term, Grandma. Or Mom, or that special person. Just imagine they've got their arms around you. Okay, hug yourself. It's just easy to bring that into feeling. Just imagine, doesn't that feel good? Just that loving being just holding you. Loving you. Breathe in. Remember how you just relax into that love? Oh, that feels good. I am loved. Just knowing that. I am loved. Join me.
I am loved.
Feel that wonderful, unconditional presence of love.
I am loved.
Again.
I am loved.
Feel it. Enjoy it. No judgment whatsoever. That part of you that you do the very best at going, you are dumb, wrong, whatever. I am loved. Okay. And what happens is then accept its gift. I am free. I am loved. I am free. Because that's what is there, isn't it? I am loved. I am free. I am loved. I am free.
I am loved. I am free. I am loved. I am free.
Walk into the office. Now, somebody starts doing their thing. You go into all that guilty stuff because you were, you know, you did your thing. Okay? It's summertime, the air conditioning's on, no one's even going to question if you go like that. So you're there, you are. I wouldn't say it out loud unless you really want to, but just, I am loved, I am free. No guilt. Okay? You're getting off in the morning, getting through the family thing, and then the beyond the family thing that it takes to get out of the house and get into whatever you're doing. And you know how families are. There are people in your family that can make you feel more guilty more quickly than anybody else. They've practiced it. Okay? Remember when you had brothers and sisters around? They practiced it. We all got good at it. That's okay. But when it starts to happen, I am loved. I am free. I am loved. I am free. I am loved. I am free. This is a week of self-forgiveness. No guilt, just love. Enjoy your freedom. Bless you.